Yeah. Don't just take your clothes off.
Ladies
take the problems off. Take the armor
Welcome.
Off. Take all the drama off.
You got all your responsibilities
you've been holding down.
Today,
I wish a lot on your mind, but I need your focus
well,
now. I need that. Yeah. I get that.
Welcome.
Yeah.
This is Recorded Podcast. Thank you.
Bring that body to me.
Baby, come
closer. Closer, bring it to me. Oh yeah, baby, I'll give you ecstasy. Baby, come closer, closer, bring it to me. Ooh, yeah.
Welcome to another edition of This Is Recorded. This is a late night edition. It's way past my bedtime. It's about 9 o'clock Eastern, that would be 6 o'clock Pacific. I'm probably fucked that up, but we're just going to roll with it. Geography wasn't my strong suit. I'm joined with somebody that, is busy a lot, doesn't get a chance to come on the podcast a lot. How are you?
Good.
How have you been? How's life treating you, man?
Quarantine and social distancing.
Shout out to Atlanta, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so now today is the first day of fall, even though you told me that yesterday was the first day of fall. So how do you feel on this first day of fall?
I have one bitch nigga moment.
And then niggas is really all up in your shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not perfect. I can't make a mistake.
I mean, real niggas don't fuck up. Real niggas don't fuck up.
That's fine. I made a mistake because I told you yesterday I thought it was Tuesday. So technically I was right because I thought yesterday was Tuesday. So
you're wrong.
I mean, what's the big deal?
That could be like very vibe. What if I got asthma and like fall brings on my asthma?
Never mind.
And then influenza season is right around the corner.
All
right.
First of all, we're in flu season right now.
No.
Yes.
Influenza is different than flu.
Influenza is the same exact thing as.
Okay, I don't want to argue with your flat ass face.
Oh, wow.
But, I just want to have a little good time. You know, a lot of people are stressed out. This is going to be a fun, good podcast. So we start off with some good, fun things. Can you explain to the people what was your first ringtone?
Like that's classified information, okay? And you bringing it up for what?
I think it's not classified information. I think you should share with people
okay.
If you're not.
I'm not embarrassed. It was Monica. What was that song called?
I don't know. You tell me. It was your ringtone. Is this like ring a bell? Is that like your first ringtone?
Yeah, also I recorded it in the car. So, and then play.
Okay, we got knocked offline, y'all. We back. You don't bump the fucking table, man. Hey, Blau.
First of all, I didn't bump the fucking table. I've been sitting here the whole time. This is the fucking ghetto.
This is Section 8. It's not the ghetto, so relax.
This is a fucking project. This is WIC, fucking food stamps, TANF, all that.
What the fuck is TANF?
TANF is like, they give you like money for like clothes and stuff. Like, that's when you say like, we accept EBT. At like a rainbow, like a clothes store, that's TANF.
Okay, so can I share with you my first ringtone? Because that story bored me. Mm-hmm. By your ringtone. So this is my first ringtone.
Yeah.
Shout out to my nigga Lil Flip. Shout out to T.I.
My girl Leah.
Sunshine, I could call you my baby boy. You could call me your baby girl. Maybe we could spend some time.
Darrell could relate to that one. Do you know that song?
Yes.
We don't have to fall in love. We could just be friends.
Did you like your parents let you like buy it?
My dad, when I got a job, he got a phone on his credit, which was bad. So I had to pay $200 deposit, and then I got a phone, and it was a flip phone with a little camera on it that could turn around to do what? Selfies. So I'm here to say I was the first nigga ever to come up with a selfie. Have a selfie phone.
If you was also doing fucking selfies, like, that's kind of sus.
You know what, too, is so trash? The little disposable cameras and niggas taking selfies, like, hey, bruh.
Them shits always came out.
This shit is going to come out horrible.
Really bad. But, like, that was a vibe. I want to, let's bring that back.
Let's bring that back. Like, you just don't know how the fuck it's going to look. You just go for it.
Your shit developed and, like, that was a good time.
Okay, it's time for stories time with Young Reg. I want to say that this was around, I hate when niggas do fucking like, oh, this was around, but once upon a time, not long ago, when niggas lived life and lived life, so, and they, but then this AD's good.
Trash. Don't do that again.
Bro, that was bad. That was 33 right there.
Don't fucking.
Whoa.
Not that was 33. You
want to
be old so
good. Hey, man. Hey, this my Jesus year.
This is your Jesus.
But like,
this my magic year.
But like, this being
this
all right,
okay for it to be a magic year.
All right. Magic has. I don't know. I don't want to go there. But then I'm like, this my Jesus year is like, should I be excited? Because we know how that kind of ended. But
I'm
like.
Because I don't go to church.
All right. This is not brought to you by Creflo Dollar Church or nothing like that. Whoa.
Did
no. Okay. It was somebody. All right. You thought I went too far.
I
know. I'm not about to get canceled. Don't worry.
People who hate cancel culture need to fucking be canceled.
I know, right?
Like, I hate cancel culture. Like, you always do some shit that makes you fucking need
to. No, I fucking hate cancel culture.
Here we go. Okay.
What's wrong with speaking your mind a little bit?
Okay, fucking Donald Trump. Get the fuck out of here. You're canceled. You're a white supremacist.
Hey, fuck Donald Trump and the horse he rode in on. Okay. On period.
Wow.
Poo.
I hate it. Like, just.
Please. I forgot what we was talking about originally before we got here.
All right, this is fucking 63 at this point. Your ass had dementia.
Dementia.
Okay, I feel like, what's up? We talking about mama?
No, I would never do that. Oh, okay. Shout out to my mother. You know, shout out to Bridge. Shout out to all the real niggas out there. I have no idea what we were talking about before, so we're going to move right along.
No.
I felt like it was funny and it was cool, but we're crazy, sexy, cool.
Should we, like, pause it to figure it out first?
No, we're just going to go with it.
Something good. You said, wait, what? That's some old ass shit now.
Damn, like, should we give up on podcasting?
What did your notes say?
I went off from my notes. I veered off from that. I was just having a good time.
You said story time with Reg. And then
oh, here we go. Thanks for nothing. I remember that. I wanted to make sure you were paying attention.
You're being kind of a dick, so.
No, I mean, that's kind of why you.
Last time on the podcast, y'all.
You said the last time. You said it was the last time. But, baby, all I need is one more. I'll make the best of it.
I step on my bullshit.
And I'll become the man you always say you want.
Bro, shout out to day 26. That's my.
I know this might sound crazy, but I don't know what I did.
I hate that you're trying to sing in the background.
When I lay you down. I think that's probably true.
Damn. Like, it's just one person in the fan club, and it's me.
So, like, I'm going to put this on, and I'm going to give you the good mic, and I'm going to let you just talk about how this song makes you feel. Go ahead. I'm going to pass the good mic off.
The good mic. This is the hood.
So, when I play this song, what does it make you feel like?
Set up.
How does this song make you feel?
So glad I'm here. Won't you let me be your coaster?
Welcome to the hood. You said it make you feel what inside? This the hood. This the projects. Shout out to This Is Recorded, East Baltimore edition.
Wait, what?
Dunbar.
Why are you saying Dunbar?
I don't know. I just felt like it's the ghetto. Oh, sorry. Please bring your mic back to you. So, yeah, so I was just, you know, I just felt like Baltimore, you know, the ghetto.
Babe, like, can you stop? Honestly, I know your ass ain't talking.
What?
Like, you're from, like, Marcy Projects or whatever.
No.
I don't fucking know, but yeah, you are.
Okay. Moving right along.
You got offended.
Day 26 in CoStar. Mm-hmm. Day 26 in general. Final thoughts.
They're my favorite.
So would you take them over Danity Kane?
I think they go hand in hand, honestly.
I don't think so, honestly.
That's your opinion, you asked me, but okay.
Well, okay. Okay, well, moving right along.
Let me tell you to go off, Erica.
I don't want you to do that again. Like, I kind of ignore shit, and then you keep doing it. So, I don't understand what's going on here.
I like how all your other podcasts, with everybody else, be all professional. You wait till I get on here to, like, be doing the little ghetto shit and, like, being rude.
I mean, I just feel like you don't deserve it yet.
That's fine. I feel like I made this podcast, and you're being, like, mean to me. Like, oh, I like you. I'm going to punch you. And it's old.
I'm going to, like, yo, you my girlfriend now, and like hit you, and then
make my nose fucking bleed.
He made my nose bleed, but I think he likes me.
Yeah, that's when you used to get beat up, and you come home and tell your parent about like somebody.
He just like you.
And you're like, why the fuck they don't like me?
Yeah, no.
Like, they push me down. Like,
yeah, this nigga kind of beat me up a little bit. Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's really like at this point. Right. Moving right along. Do you remember teen clubs?
Yeah.
So, when you go into a teen club, would you hear something like this? And would you think of, you know, a couple guys, you know, it might be Q, it might be Duran, and then it was...
Let me tell you what I wanna do. Let me show. Can you stop? Honestly, like stop. It's over.
So Peaches and Cream wasn't going off in the teen clubs.
I don't know if Peaches and Cream was going off in the teen clubs.
That was 2001. Were you in the teen club in 2001?
Probably not.
Why not?
I feel like I was really young in 2001.
Yeah. Well, middle school. How fucking old do you have to be a teen?
Going to a teen club and fucking listening to Peaches and Cream at 12 is not appropriate.
I'm sorry, Marsha fucking Brady over here.
Just because you've been like super experienced your whole fucking life. Like some of us were actually children. So
when you say experience, you mean?
Like fucking.
Mind your
fucking when you was a little baby teen, but I wasn't. Okay,
thank you. That's not true. But the teen,
not true.
I've been fucking since I was a baby teen. I was a born again.
A born again.
Like niggas can't throw born. Hold on, you cannot throw born again.
How long do you have to not have sex to be a born again virgin?
Yeah, and how many
like,
times?
Like, oh, I haven't had sex in, you know, 3 months, so I'm a born again virgin. Like, no.
No, but how many times can you be born again?
I think this is
like, what in the fucking, what's new, pussycat? What the fuck? Like, you ain't got 9 lives, nigga? Like, you cannot keep getting fucking born again. Like, no.
Oh my God. I think just once. Like, if you was a hoe back in the day and then you give your life over to Christ.
You know, you give that coochie to Christ? do you turn in that coochie and get a refurbished coochie?
It's the same coochie, just a little tighter.
Without the bumps and bruises, you know?
You can't throw a hot dog down a hot
So does it come with a warrant? This coochie come with a warranty?
A caution label.
Oh, it's like kind of like them COVID signs. Like, hey, bro, if you die in here.
Right, that's what, yeah.
It's not really on us.
It's up on y'all.
Yeah. It's up on y'all. The teen clubs had a lot of fucking rape culture going on, didn't it, in 2001?
I feel like the 2000s, like the early 2000s, was rape. Like, it's like a lot of the shit that went on.
Yeah,
Even in school, dudes grabbing and wanting to hug you, just to these niggas are in jail now. the niggas that wanted, let me get a hug.
Somebody putting money on niggas' books.
The where my hug ass niggas.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Shout out to y'all from your fucking cell, because I know.
Because you hugging that dick.
You niggas said, where my hug at, bitch?
You got a fucking a fifi. Like, niggas give each other fifis in jail.
What the fuck is a fifi?
A fake coochie. You didn't know that?
Okay, they set it on themselves?
Yeah, it's like a sock and they do all the fixings on it. And some Vaseline or some shit.
I thought you meant he put a fake coochie on himself.
Alright, what in the fucking weird science is going on here? No, that would be way too far.
Sure it fucking happens in jail as well.
For shout out to jail niggas, they're magicians.
They make fucking alcohol and be doing.
Nah, nigga got the hooch. Niggas be making full court. Niggas be making Thanksgiving from jail.
No, the niggas that be full on connected to social media from jail is fucking amazing.
No, shout out to them niggas that was doing the Something New challenge in jail. Nigga, how?
First of fucking all, it was gay. I'm sorry, that was very suspect.
I mean, they just the homies, and we just hanging out.
They was all smiley and shimmying. It was.
I mean, thugs need love, too.
They getting it in
there. Hey, shout out to y'all, man. But the teen clubs, you know what? It wasn't as rapey, though, at the teen club, because you was kind of, scared. Some people standing around,
Everybody was fucking standing around.
Looking around, and then, niggas be actually dancing, and they look at you like you got a fucking shit on your face.
Then you be, if you move off the wall, because I was a wallflower.
No wallflowers.
I was always on the wall, because girls be like, I don't dance. I was that girl. I don't want to be fucking doing all that, whatever. And if you get off the wall a little bit, a little nigga will come and, just stand behind you.
But you know it was.
Did you used to do that?
No.
Okay.
I would see if it was inviting.
No, here they did that.
This is how we do it in North Carolina.
this is how we do it in the woods.
Oh, shit.
No, but they're just basically set their penis on you. And it's bro, get the fuck off of me. That's rapey.
Shout out to y'all niggas that are not allowed to be 50 feet within a school or some shit like that.
Or daycare, churches, nothing.
But then when you went to the hood parties, you would hear certain songs kind of you know.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss.
Now, fuck it, let me explain.
Do it. Do it, do
fucking
it, do it.
13-year-old me. Suck this dick like you should. Niggas was whole virgins talking about, you suck my dick in my sack.
Except for you, weren't a virgin, probably.
Why do you keep saying this shit, bro?
You told me.
You're getting a bad narrative on me.
Well, you don't lie. Why'd you tell me that?
Babe, I was a virgin when I was 13. I was pure.
But you was
getting. Nobody has touched me.
Sack, so.
Babe, what the fuck? No, I was not.
Well, don't lie. That's what you told me.
Okay, so you were at the hood parties. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that at a house party?
Probably. We didn't go do many house parties. One time we, had this party at one of my friend's house, and we had it in, like, the dance. The party was, like, in the garage, and her mom was fucking home. And I don't know if it was because her mom was, like, gay or whatever, but she, like, was let. I didn't go in the garage because it was, like, just dark as fuck in the garage. No lights at all.
Yeah, those were the parties that, like, was going.
Your mom hosted you a fucking cup party.
Somebody was getting some stanky pinky. Like, for real, man.
Like, no lights were in the garage. Like, a dark-ass garage and, like, fucking, we was probably 14, 15. But, like, I was like, this shit is not appropriate.
You know what song was going off in the fucking team part where niggas would dance? I'm about to play it. Bear with me.
So, Yin Yang, what are you gonna do 2 years after Whistle While You Twerk?
She got her hands all on her knees and then her bows on her thigh. She like to twerk and that's for certain cause I can see how she fly. She got me hype, I wanna bite it right now, yeah, yeah. Say,
yeah.
Look at Sean Schnell, make that ass clap. Niggas in the clues, spinning dudes when it's bad. Thinking real.
Nigga, you is crazy. Niggas was going up to that one. That would get niggas off the wall.
True. Not me, though.
So you would still be a wallflower.
Like, that shit was different, like...
Okay, so...
That, and I was, like, a super, like, good girl. So, no.
All right. So, you're lying.
What the fuck am I lying
about? I'm just playing. You are a good girl. But, like, okay, so everybody at the teen clubs, you dancing, niggas acting weird. The hood parties, niggas is just dancing and being nasty and sweaty and nobody...
Hood parties, niggas was... You know, y'all, they wasn't fighting?
No, like in middle school, no, not really. Everybody act like they was gonna fight, but it would be somebody's CD.
They would play Knuck If You Buck and like everybody jumping around.
That was in high school though. I'm talking about more so middle school.
Why are we talking about middle school?
Because I was talking about, you're not following the fucking order.
I was not a teenager in middle school like that.
All right.
Like 8th grade, but not, you're talking about middle school like when?
8th grade.
You didn't fucking say that. Middle school is 3 years.
Okay, so when you at the teen club, right? Bear with me. Follow me. Do you follow me?
I'm bored.
Okay. And then, like, everybody dancing, and it's towards the end of the night, and then shit gets weird when this comes on. Hey, yo, Shan. Like, you wanna dance?
My whole life has changed since you came in. I knew back then.
So did shit not get like, wasn't niggas getting married basically when this
shit awkward? Like niggas at that age, like the girls are all super taller than the boys and like everybody dressed real trash. The dudes are trying to be too cool. Like it's just awkward as fuck.
Alright, story time with Reg. Another one. I remember when it might have been 7th or 8th grade, and I was at the dance and I pulled up, you know, from Hot Topic with my Dragon Ball Z shirt.
Is this a true story?
This is facts. And I thought I was fucking like going off with the Dragon Ball Z shirt.
Okay.
Fashion was pretty bad in middle school.
I was all right.
It wasn't going up for us though.
For dudes, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's around that time. It was just not good.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
I will speak for myself.
So sorry.
But didn't it get weird? Because, like, niggas is kind of, like, looking around. Like, I wonder, you know, if she want to dance or, you know,
right,
I don't know.
What in the fucking high school senior musical is going on? No.
It was at the teen club. There was a shout out.
We were talking about the dance.
Yeah, but shout out to DJ's Place in California. They used to have a website, which was a big deal. You could take pictures. And you could tell your family to look at him. This is before social media. So I would tell Mookie and them in Virginia to look at my pictures from California from DJ's Place. Yeah, and then
there. The teen club?
Yeah, it was called DJ's Place. What was the teen club called out here for the real niggas?
All right, so they had the Terror Center.
Okay.
Which was like the Real Teen Club or something called Country Rock.
Which one was ratchet?
Both of them, actually.
Which one was more ratchet? Which one were you more likely to get shot at?
I went to each, like, once. Like, I wasn't in that.
And then, you know, I figure, like, we did a terrible job of, like, staying on task, but this was makes the podcast great.
Okay.
Because then at the end, when everybody's walking out, they would play this.
Now this one dedicated to all of you, them who out there in the office and nice things to them girls. Trees are like diamonds and pearls. Dedicated to all the girls around the world. And this is Raven and Shaggy with a combination with Candice.
I'm gonna need a little help on this one. I'm gonna turn it off. Hold on, 3, 2, 1. Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend. You're all I need, baby.
And they also used to fucking play Who Let the Dogs Out. Like, don't try to act like they didn't. Music at the like you played like a few good songs, but like for the most part, the songs were fucking trash, like kids bop, but like back then type shit. No,
babe.
Maybe not in California, but here
they would. I mean, they would play like some mostly like they would play some ratchet shit too. They would play like the Eastsiders, which is like a Crip group with Snoop Dogg. Mm-hmm. It was pretty bad. I was like,
whoa. Imagine, like, the prom now and shit. Like, even our prom, like, music was kind of taking off.
Music was, like, niggas had a Congo line at my fucking prom. Like, that shit was ass. Like, it was straight ass. Like, nigga, why the fuck are we doing? And we did.
Right, hold on. Was your ass in the Congo line?
No.
Yes, you were. Hold up. Your ass was right in there.
No, but, I mean, that shit was trash.
But nowadays, the music is probably fucking amazing. Probably Lil Baby gonna come and perform at the prom and shit, like.
Yeah, what kind of bullshit is that?
What?
That's bullshit, because they got all the good music. Our shit was kind of trash. Like, really trash. What was this shit?
For, like, leaning with it and rocking with it and shit.
Yeah, like, they, I think, what was going on? Fuck. What was the name of that song? I think it was, they might have played Snap Your Fingers. Do your step. You could do it all by, yeah. That was like the best song they played all night. Other than that, they played ass music. Like, prom was fucking ass. Like, it was not fun. But,
I went the fuck home. Well, actually, I didn't go home. I went home, and then me and my friend, we changed. And then we went to, like, a hotel party. And it was really fucking boring, so we just went home.
Yeah, they had, like, this big old party, but I didn't even go, because I knew niggas, I knew somebody was going to probably end up getting shot, like, honestly. Shout out to Lancaster, California. Somebody end up, like, getting in a big fight or some shit, but, yeah.
No, we didn't go to a hotel party. It was, like, a girl we knew got a hotel room, and we was just all sitting in there, and it was really fucking
Yeah, that's
fun.
Dumb.
So
like,
we had my friend.
Well, all right, so why the fuck does everybody think I'm going to wait till my, there is no virginities to be given up. There's no virginities to be given up on fucking prom night. Let me tell you. None.
I was still a virgin on prom.
God bless you, sister. Because that is good.
Why are you trying to act like you didn't know that? Don't fucking touch me.
I didn't know if you was going to share with the audience here.
I mean, why would I not? You fucking open that up. Like, I'm like, yeah, I wasn't a virgin either. I was getting fucked all the time. Like, no.
Well, I'm glad that you were a virgin still. You know, that's a beautiful thing.
Too bad you weren't.
I feel like this is like a podcast where it's like an intervention, but like you're beating up on me here.
Aww.
Yeah, it's not fun. This shit makes me, you know, get emotional. And when I get emotional.
What the fuck are you getting emotional about?
Because you're hurting my feelings, and sometimes it just makes me want to go out into song. Mm-hmm. And when I go into song, I say, I done had money, and I done been broke. I done been taught about something awful. I've been laughed on by so many folks. I didn't even been depressed at times and didn't want to cry because my pride was too strong. But over the years, I thought it over. And after struggling for so long and still holding on, I figured
can't be nothing all that wrong with crying. If anybody says that that's strong, they're lying.
See, crying is like
sitting your soul. See your grandmama shout, and the heavens open up, and blessings break down.
You fucked those words up so bad.
Bruh, like, we should keep this going. I should do every song.
Don't, it's over.
Nah, because I'm pretty good with the song. But,
I didn't even have a venereal disease.
A what?
Why did he do that?
Nah, I'm just, like, really trying to figure out, like, what's going on, because, like, when you listening to the song, you just sitting there and you like, hey, bro, what the fuck is going on with you? Because you just listen to the song and it's just like,
God, they never made you. Don't hear me. Said I can even have a venereal disease.
What? You know what? Like, nigga, what in the fuck? Hold on. Like, what is going on here?
It's the what for me.
For me, the what is pretty amazing.
Like, why the fuck? Then why in the background? Then when I say that, I'm gonna be like, "What in the background? Like, why did you?"
Nah, they gonna feel that one, man.
I am. We do that every fucking day.
Talking about woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They say a man ain't supposed to cry.
This whole fucking song does not rhyme. There's not one thing that rhymes in this fucking song.
Not at all.
And you're okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
I'm not okay with that.
That shit, that album had niggas feel like they was going through it,
bro. For real. Like, I think we was like 16 maybe. Like, bro, you don't fucking know what's going on in life.
Like,
none
nah.
of that is relatable. Like, the she got kids, hypothetically, like, none.
Like, nigga, hypothetically was course. Like, I'm like, damn, that's like some real shit. Like, nigga, why
it's
to you?
Why
the fuck you keep doing me, man? How the fuck?
What if I broke a monogamous agreement?
What if I told you I lied but didn't mean it?
I love that you keep breaking in the song.
I mean, you know, I'm just feeling like good. You know, speaking of songs, we had a situation this week where, you know, maybe a couple weeks ago, that, you know, a special person in our life, our niece. We're not going to say any names because we're going to have a confidentiality agreement.
Did you say
our niece? Our niece, you know.
We have one fucking niece, but go ahead.
Okay, but it's still confidential.
Okay.
But, you know, she was just, you know, in her room and she was just like, you know, having a good time. And she just was, you know, like.
Southside on a track.
She just
yeah.
was in her fucking bag. And she was playing her song. And like, it's a decent song.
For this pussy talk, English, Spanish, and French. For this pussy talk, Euros, dollars, and yen. For this pussy talk, Bentley's, Rovers, and Benz. For this pussy fly, private to Alice to end.
So while she was, you know, in her room, minding her own business, doing a little TikTok to that song, it was nothing wrong with it. She seen that somebody had snitched on her. And when that person snitched, what transpired after that?
She called her Mokashi 69.
But did she threaten anybody after that?
I think she said, she didn't. She just said, you know what happened to snitches or something. Like, these kids are bad.
Yeah, but did you feel like that was an appropriate song for her? Or did you feel it was okay? Like, I mean, or do you feel like niggas need to stop? Do we need to bring back the stop snitching shirts?
Her to get told on because it was from an older family member that happened to be, you know.
Shout out to all the older families where you talking about, like, yeah, I fuck all the bitches in Atlanta, and they under your comments saying what?
Love you, Auntie. Love you, or like your uncle Darren is in the hospital.
Hey, y'all, go ahead, call me. I love you. Like, I shout out to all of y'all, man. But. Yeah, shout out to our favorite niece. Yeah, because and stop snitching, Mokashi 6ix9ine. But yeah, as we're wrapping up here, because it's getting quite late and it's way past my bedtime, and the Lakers are playing and all kinds of stuff. The COVID, you know, due to COVID, we're gonna have to like end this podcast very shortly. But I want to ask you a few hard hitting questions before we get out of here. Can you break up peacefully? Like, is that a real fucking thing, or is this a fake?
Break up me on air? What the fuck? Bitch, no, you can't.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how you get your numbers.
You're about to die on the air.
Cut.
What was the reason for breaking up? Like, I feel like you can break. Like, I feel like if it was just a, you know, we grew apart type situation. But if it's like, if anybody fucked anybody,
if there's any dick and balls and genitals involved,
is it entering any
folds,
fucking, holes,
you know, flaps.
Still be friends kind of vibe. I think it can. I mean, does it happen often? I don't know.
What's the percentage on that? That is gonna work.
I'd say it's probably about like 20% that it's like we're still friends.
On some like Lenny Kravitz shit.
I mean, he's just like a super free spirit, and I feel like they were together like a fucking 1,000 years ago. And I'm sure at first, I'm sure the shit wasn't all peaches and cream. But I meant literally, like they're like in their 50s, or he might be fucking 55.
Lenny Kravitz, I don't know how old he is.
I think they've been broken up since she's like 30.
He's definitely past 50. He's in great shape too.
Yeah.
He's my man crush.
I see that. You got kind of hot and bothered, yeah?
I want to get away.
I did not know that was his song until like recently.
Yeah, man, but I just think a lot of people are going to say that shit is cool until a nigga really come at you. Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Sorry, I just wanted to be in the background while you were talking.
Why? I don't understand why you do these things. Yeah, but I think that shit is easier said than done, though. Because it's kind of like, you know, like how niggas was practicing how they going to get a, like, 2 weeks notice. Like, I'm going to just put my hand out. No. I remember you. Shout out to Kels, man. Shout out to Kier, man. Shout out the whole squad, man. Shout out the whole fucking Lovejoy. Shout out that Clayco.
You said shout out to the whole squad, but it's just that's it.
Hey, shout out to Shakala, man. Shout out to Keon Beyond. And to my shout out to everybody, man.
Shakala, man.
I said she got cut.
Who the fuck is that?
I'm having a T stroke. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like you wouldn't be friends with me if we broke up.
Fuck you.
That's cool. I would be friends with you until you tried to get a little girlfriend or some shit.
Get a little coochie.
Yeah, so, especially if we had a baby. Like, I don't play the fucking, like, calling step parents, mom. I'm sorry. Don't judge me. Judge your mom. Yeah, I don't play that. So, yeah, once you try, you wouldn't be able to have a girl. Like, we could break up, but then you would still have to be my boyfriend.
What kind of fucking psychopathic weird shit is that?
Just fucking remember it, okay? Now you scared. You talking about breaking up.
I was just saying, because I heard that question before. I've seen it on the Twitter sphere, and I just don't think it's realistic that Nick. I think it could be realistic, but the percentage is like a 1-2%, not a 20.
Okay, that's very fucking dramatic. There are people in the world who fucking are still friends after they break up.
Where?
In the world.
No, I'm saying breaking up peacefully, though. Like, it's just like, hey, we're not working out.
People do it every day. How can you gonna say 2 fucking percent? Two.
How many people you know that did that?
I don't really know anybody that's broken up. Like, I mean, I know people that broke up, but
and what was it? Was it due to COVID or not? this relationship is canceled due to COVID.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, seriously, like, if somebody did not cheat, if it's like, okay, we're just not working out, but like we got kids or whatever, or we have to deal with each other for, I don't know. I guess kids is the main reason why. I think people do that.
Yeah.
Like, every day. You have to, like, I mean,
I always tell myself, like, hey, if it's like a consistent, like, year or two of, like, we don't fuck with each other, then maybe we should have the conversation.
I meant true, but I will work at it like a crack at it up in rehab.
And my arms and my eyes and my soul, I wanna hold you down and make everything will be wrong if you let me hold you.
Fucking words up. You and I having a t-shirt.
Can't teach old dog new tricks.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, man. Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, I guess it's to be continued. Hopefully.
I thought that shit cut the fuck. Cut.
Hey, you remember the when we first started this podcast? Because you know, on Sunday, it's gonna be 3 years of this recorded podcast. Yeah, and you remember that old computer used to cut off mid podcast?
Yeah, it did.
We didn't came a long way, and you also know that I have it recorded on here that people were spraying stuff around COVID.
They sprayed COVID due to COVID.
They were spraying COVID around, and it's on one of these podcasts. This is.
That shit was so funny, like, cause you hopped up.
And you said they was spraying insect pesticides.
I didn't say. I don't know what the fuck they was.
Cause they would come around at 10 o'clock at night.
Okay, but don't say that I fucking said what they was like. I was a part of it. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, Miss Frizzle, relax.
It's fine.
Favorite fall movie to watch? Favorite Halloween movie, I guess.
Hocus Pocus.
Big facts.
Yeah, I already know. You've never seen Hocus Pocus all the way through.
I have.
You have.
Daiquiri!
Okay, because you know about Thackeray.
Daiquiri bees!
That's at the beginning of the movie.
Okay, real niggas only watch the beginning of the movies.
Okay, that's not true.
That's facts.
At all. No, it's not. I think we're going to have to break up if you haven't seen Hocus Pocus for real. We're done.
As long as it's not due to COVID. you know.
Because of COVID.
Shout out to everybody out there following their dreams, doing well. Shout out to Lil Duke. Very proud of you. You did a really good job, kid. Shout out to everybody following their dreams, doing their things. Shout out to this little podcast that could. The 27th of September. We'll make 3 years of This Is Recorded podcast. A lot of niggas been doing podcasts and popping up with podcasts, but real niggas been doing
Hold
podcasts.
On, did you call it the little podcast that could, like the little engine?
Good.
I'm sorry. Also, this is off topic, but shout out to the one fucking nigga in Walmart without a mask on. You're a fucking asshole. It's always one person. Like, I'm not wearing a mask because there's so many chemicals in these masks. Bitch, you want to get COVID or not?
Hey, shout out to the nigga that fucking put a durag on his face due to COVID.
That was my favorite Walmart.
In fucking Lovejoy. Shout out to Lovejoy.
I got a durag over my... That's all he had.
Due to COVID.
All right, we're going to do this. This is it. You got anything else to say?
No.
All right. Favorite rapper, your top three right now.
Shit, man. I don't even know, man. I might have to go with Slow Down from the Saint Lunatics. I'm going to have to go with Chingy.
Wow.
And that's kind of like a hard act to follow.
That's a tough act to follow. I was going to say that.
Last one.
Come on.
Flavor Flav.
Wow. Nice. I don't even know if I can, like, compete with that. Like.
No, you can't, but yeah.
Okay. For me.
Right.
The one with the mask.
That will slow down. You copy. Oh, you biting mine. You biting now.
You can't say. You have to say he's the one with the mask.
All right, the one with the mask. Whatever.
Why the fuck do you know his real name?
Because I
literally did not know that.
I was a Saint Lunatic.
Obviously. Okay. Fine. Jaquan.
Everybody in the club is getting tipsy.
Yeah. And Lil Romeo, but only when he did the ICDC. Jingle.
College, because ICDC.
Knowledge.
Yes. Shout out to everybody. I hope you have a good week, a good day. I hope you enjoy this podcast. 3 years, and it hasn't ended due to COVID yet. And I hope that everybody's out there being safe, social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
But really, thank you for listening. We like to provide laughs. We like to just do our thing. And, you know, this is recorded.